Right now, though, it's time for us to get into the Word of God, and joining us this morning,
Pastor Tim Rabar from Compelled Church in Holland. How are you, sir?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Glad to have you back with us, Tim, and we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. Yeah, so the holidays are kind of come and gone, and you got a big one coming up, though, guys. Don't forget Valentine's Day is coming up. Was that February or something?
Yeah, sometime in February, yeah.
You got to Google it. But so, man, I just love is a big, it's a big theme in the Bible, and there's a lot to be said about love and what love is and what love is not. And so I'm going to turn to 1 John chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. It reads, "If we love our brothers and sisters who are believers, it proves that we have passed from death to life. But a person who has no love is still dead. Anyone who hates his brother or sister is really a murderer at heart. And you know that murderers don't have eternal life within them. We know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters." So, you know, it's popular for a lot of people to say, okay, love's not just an emotion. Love's an action. You know, it's something that goes beyond just words. You've got to prove your love for someone and show your love. Here we find out that it's not just any kind of action. It's not just an act of kindness or a sacrifice. It's the ultimate sacrifice. In Jesus' example of laying his life down for us, we need to take heed to that and do the same for others. So, listener, if you're a Christian, if you claim to be a Christ follower, what that means, picking up your cross every day, laying your life down like Jesus did, it means that you give up all your rights. You don't just show love or do some good deeds or help little ladies cross the street or even, you know, make a sacrifice with a little bit of money. If you see someone on the side of the road, you help them out. All that stuff's good. But this Jesus kind of love that we've received, Jesus says, now you freely receive, now freely give. That means we give our lives up for people. So what does it look like to pass from death to life? Well, first, you no longer live for yourself. You know, it's not about you anymore. So when you've made that decision, you've accepted the great sacrifice that Jesus has made for you. You live for God now. Your job is to represent him in every single situation, every relationship, every conversation, every single thing you do. You're representing Jesus and showing that kind of sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice of laying your whole life down. And you also give your life up by never allowing your mind to focus on the situation or the person in front of you or the circumstance and how it affects you. Because that's really our natural tendency, isn't it? You know, we want to put ourselves front and center. And how's this situation going to affect me? What am I going to get out of this relationship? Well, in Jesus, there was no transaction in the relationship other than us receiving all of his righteousness and everything he paid, all the penalties he paid for us. We received that for free. He got zero in return. It says in the word that he emptied himself of all the privileges of God, abandoned all the privileges of heaven because he loved us that much. So we have to empty ourselves completely. And that's the kind of godly love when we die to ourselves. That's the kind of love that we need to show and exemplify Christ in every situation. Jesus had everything, and yet he became nothing. So if we live in our society, if we live in our workplace, in our homes with that kind of love, where there's no self-preservation in mind, it's all about the other person and the focus is completely shifted, man, we could really, really show Jesus to people and change lives. So that's just my encouragement this morning is, are you laying your life down for every situation and every person that God's put in your path? Because that's what Jesus did for us, and that's our call.
That's a good word for us, Tim. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners this morning?
Absolutely. Lord, we thank you that we fall so short, and yet each and every time, God, your great love for us covers it. God, you died once and for all for all of us, so we no longer have to live for ourselves. God, but we live for you. And Lord, you live in us, and God, you help us with this sort of sacrifice, God, to lay our lives down. But we can't do it on our own strength, Lord. So I just pray that for all of our listeners, myself included, Lord, just help us trust in you, that you are going to give us that strength and that ability to lay our lives down, not just following your example and trying to do it in our mind, Lord, but that you can actually give us that supernatural strength in the face of adversity and circumstance and tension, that you will give us that ability to lay our lives down and focus on you and others. Help us with that kind of love, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Pastor Tim Rabar joining us from Compelled Church, and Pastor tell us about Compelled Church and some of the events you got coming up.
Yeah, One Church meeting in two locations, and mainly our main campus in Bedford, Temperance, Michigan, and our campus at the Holland, Ohio location. We're located on McCord Road.
Very cool. Folks want to find out more information, how can they do so?
Absolutely. Anytime at compelled.church.
Hey, Tim, thank you so much for being in and sharing with us this morning.
All right. Thanks, guys.